USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning more about President Trump's apparent decision to pull out of a military strike he had initially green-lighted against Iran in retaliation for Iran shooting down a U.S. drone on Wednesday. That strike in retaliation was to be carried out before dawn today, but reports are last evening the president called it off against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California says he thinks it's best the U.S. not go it alone against Iran.
Mm-hmm. We should not be in a situation alone here. Clearly, Iran attacked. Is that an act of war? I would say it certainly rises to that level. How do we respond to that? Mm-hmm. And that's time. Take a deep breath. Think it through. Rally our allies.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least two explosions and now a huge fire have rocked a refinery in southwest Philadelphia. Residents as far away as South Jersey feeling the blasts, which happened at about 4 a.m. Eastern time. No reports of injuries so far. The fire is said to be contained, though it is still burning. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore making another run for the U.S. Senate. He announced his candidacy yesterday. The 72-year-old Moore, calling himself a staunch conservative, questioning why establishment Republicans don't want him to run.
Intrusion into our lives, taking away our vital liberty, our rights, the right of a child to be born. These are rights given by God, not by man. They can't be taken away. So I'm in the race.
Moore will challenge Democrat Doug Jones, who won the seat when the two faced each other in 2017. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
It was a shocking day in the trial of a former Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Chief Edward Gallagher had been accused of premeditated murder while serving in Iraq, but U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott, who served as a medic, rocked the courtroom when he testified that he was the one who killed the prisoner. He made the admission during cross-examination. It was shocking for everyone as Scott was a witness for the prosecution. A Louisiana woman is dead after spending her honeymoon in the Dominican Republic, and friends believe it may be linked to the mysterious deaths on the island over the past several months. Her death marks at least the 10th American to die after visiting the Dominican Republic. Susan Samino was rushed to the hospital with fluid in her lungs less than a week after returning from Punta Cana. Doctors say Simoneau's death may not have anything to do with the trip to the Dominican Republic. An autopsy, though, has been planned to find out more. And Planters Peanuts unveiling a new pair of limited-edition basketball sneakers called Crunch Force One. The sneakers feature a combination of yellow, blue, and black, along with, of course, the company's mascot, Mr. Peanut. Fans only have until tomorrow to buy the shoes. Or while supplies last, they're available online at crunchforce1.com for $170. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.